Hey, oh, no, no, no. I want to sing the new theme song for the next 2 weeks.
I'm watching the Olympics and I'm enjoying
the Olympics
and I enjoy talking to you about what happened that day and the night before and all that. But we're not beating our listeners down with Olympic talk.
Why not?
Yeah, we're not doing it.
I can do whatever I want.
Not doing it.
I love the Olympics. Yes, I do. I love the Olympics. They are really cool.
You know, Jenna Avila said we're singing too much.
What?
Yeah.
We sing too much?
She said we sing all the time.
So. Is that a bad thing? Did she say we sing too much, or did she just say we sing all the time? Does she know me? That's what I do.
I think it was...
You're just now really meeting the real me.
I don't think she was being critical of us in particular, but I think the general consensus is that...
stop singing?
Yeah.
Alrighty then.
Or not stop singing. Just cut back a little bit.
Alrighty then.
I think the opera show... What? A little over the top for a lot of people.
You think? You're the one who did it.
Don't blame me for all this.
Yeah, you're the 50, one who was 50 over 50 there.
Compadres, partners, we're partners in this. Singing. I haven't sang a lick in this show.
I didn't sing. I hummed. Big difference.
You just got through singing.
That's not really singing.
Well, I would have said
Michael
that too,
Phelps won the gold in 400 IM. Yay!
Enough with the Olympic talk.
They won the relay. Beat France.
No, I'm with you on that one.
Beat China in basketball.
That'd be nice now. Yeah, I mean, he's from Houston.
Well, he's really cool, but we had to beat China. It was very important that we beat him.
He's a Texas boy.
Yeah.
Sort of.
But our basketball team is being very classy this time instead of embarrassing like they were the past couple of Olympics.
What was that?
The basketball team in the Olympics the last couple times around have been a bit embarrassing.
The basketball? Oh, yeah, the dream team. Yeah.
They weren't so dreamy.
No.
No, they were just kind of embarrassing.
The bad dream team.
Yeah. So anyway.
Okay,
I'm done. I'm over. I'm done.
Well, you don't have to be done. Or you don't.
You said I'm not going to beat him down with Olympic talks. So I'm not going to beat him down. I'm done.
All right. Well, I guess we ought to start the show and stuff.
Okay. All right. No, I'm not going to sing. I'm not singing anymore.
Hey, now watch your attitude. Don't make me... Oof. We're going to have a talk, girl.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh, yeah. Two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand. It's all right.
Is it all right? I think it is all right. Is it all right?
I guess.
It's all right. Okay.
As long as we don't sing.
Two blind squirrels in the morning. People radio on demand. It's all right.
There's singing, but then there's too much singing. Just like there's Olympics, and then there's too much Olympics. We can't. We have to be. We have
never,
to be.
Never too much Olympics.
Paul says we're supposed to be everything to all people.
Not everything to all. No, not too much Olympics.
It's possible, believe it or not, to have too much Olympics.
I'm not sure how.
Well, I can tell you exactly how.
How?
What is going on with this machine?
If I was there, then I might have had too much Olympics. But
too much
not
Olympics
there.
Is when you start watching all that googly gobbly stuff.
What?
This machine and me.
What googly gobbly stuff?
Are going to have it out.
We're going to have a talk.
I'm about ready to. This is just beyond what I am willing to tolerate as a human being. My entire everything is gone. My desktop is gone. All I have is Gmail and Mixer, which is really all I need. But I wanted to play some calls.
Okay, we'll play them then.
I can't play them. Can't play them. Because I can't get to my desktop.
Why?
What's going on?
All right. Well, can you fix those technical difficulties when we're not recording a show?
Yeah, you would think. Yeah, I watched the parallel bars yesterday.
Parallel? No, the uneven bars, you mean?
Whatever. The ones that are out there that people swing on.
The girls?
The 12-year-old girls swing on the bar. 8-year-old girls, whatever okay. they were.
Parallel.
First of all,
bars are boys.
It's not a sport if there's 8-year-old
girls.
We've
already had this discussion.
Participating in it.
We've already had this discussion. And yeah, that is true. Second the of Chinese all, girls are not 16. There's no way. They say they are. They're not.
Didn't they have the whole mat thing where they have the mat and they run across the mat and do the little jumps?
Well, that's tumbling. Little jumps. I want to see you do that. You go try to do all those flips and jumps and see if you can't do it.
Well, if I had a nice soft mat to land on, I would give it a shot.
I would pay good money
how much?
To see you try to do what money. She did.
I really do. I need some good money. So.
You're just jealous because you can't do it.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. You want to be able to do the Iron Cross.
Oh, that would be cool. But they were shaking their tushies.
Well, yeah. How they didn't rip their shoulders out of joint is beyond me. Not really sure how they manage that. So, are we going to do anything else here? Or we're just boring people.
We are?
Yeah.
Didn't know we were boring. Are we boring you?
Kind of.
Wow. We were talking about Olympics. I thought that's what you wanted to do.
Well, you told me nobody wants to hear it, so okay, I'm done. I told you I was done.
Fine,
we got his music.
Fine.
That's good.
Well, we what?
You found your music. That's good.
Yeah, found my music. I don't know what I'm going to do about my machine here.
So you don't have any calls. So what's your backup plan?
$2,000 to go buy 2 new MacBooks with.
Okay. What's your backup plan?
We're going to talk about giving up everything you got. Remember the rich ruler? Where was that at?
Yeah.
Remember the rich ruler?
I remember him and Matthew.
Matthew. Yeah, Matthew. The rich ruler. The rich ruler comes to Jesus and says, how must I be saved?
Yes.
And Jesus says, well, you need to obey the law. Right? He says, how do I have eternal life or something like that? Mm-hmm. He says, you need to obey the law. And he says, well, I've obeyed the law since I was, you know, since ever. Mm-hmm. I've done all those things. And they kind of listed them off and he says, you know, I've done them all. And Jesus says, well, good. Then all you need to do is go sell everything you own and give it to the poor and then come follow me. And it exposed something in the man because he walked away with sorrow.
Yes, he did. Sorrow.
Sorrow. So sorrow. So the other guy that was there, it was Peter. And this is where it gets funny because Peter says,
Are you distracted?
I'm trying to find the scripture. I don't know where I'm at. Where's it at? Where's it at? It is in Matthew. No, it was in Luke. Yeah, in Luke 18. 18 through.
It was in Matthew.
Well, it's probably in both places.
One.
Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Peter says, well, wait a minute. How can anybody be saved? Now, that's key because, you know, Peter, right? He was looking for, oh, Peter, you're okay.
Yeah.
You're all right, Peter. He was probably, well, I'll get to that in a second, because Jesus says, well, hey, what is impossible with man is possible with God, meaning that the Lord is going to provide a way for people to be saved, even the rich man.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that is through Jesus Christ himself, but this was kind of prior to him telling everybody exactly what that plan was. But that's what he imparted. And then Peter says what was really on his mind and really he hoped Jesus would say, you know.
You're
was,
all right. You're good.
Promptly,
I got you.
Because Peter says, but Lord, we've given up everything to follow you.
I should get an extra.
In other words, he wanted to hear. See, he told the rich man, you have to go home and, you know, give up. You have to give up everything to follow
me. You've already
me.
Given up everything, Peter.
And he wanted to hear it from Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah, what's impossible with man is possible with God. And Peter says, but wait a minute, we've given up everything. You know, you didn't make the connection, dude. And then Jesus says, hey, whatever you've given up here, there will be much more that you will be rewarded for in heaven. But it's weird because later on they go to Peter's house. That's weird. Peter's still got a house. And then
Peter was married.
Yeah,
his wife had to live somewhere.
Jesus heals his mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Wait. So Peter's taking care of his mother-in-law in his house? That means, and he's got a wife? Okay.
Well, he's a fisherman. That's why he had to make money.
Then in a little while, they get on Peter's boat.
Uh-huh.
And they go across the water. Wait just a minute. Now Peter's got boats and houses? What's going on here? I thought you gave up everything to follow Jesus. And yes, he had given up everything to follow Jesus. But he still had all his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The point is that Jesus doesn't want you. Doesn't want your stuff.
Yeah.
He wants you. He doesn't want you to give up everything you have. He wants you to give up everything you are,
mm-hmm.
which includes what you have.
Right.
So, in other words, if you have a house, it's no longer yours. It's Jesus. It doesn't mean you have to go. It doesn't mean literally you have to go sell it and give it to the poor. Although he might ask you to do that.
Right.
He might prompt you to do that. But it doesn't mean that for everybody. Not all Christians have to go sell their houses and give them to the poor.
Right.
It's just. He says, if you have a house, it's now mine because everything you are
mm-hmm.
is mine because I am in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's one life. It's, I heard it this way. It's like you're trading your life for Jesus. It's just like Jesus gave up his life for you. And there's some truth. I mean, that's not word for word what's in the Bible, but I think it's in general portrayed there. Are you with us?
I'm sorry.
A little sleepy over there or something? A big old yawn going on? This is such a boring lesson. You're great, but I'm sorry. I thought you were going to be funny and stuff. Well, you know what? I would be funny
sorry,
if I
sorry, I was up late watching the Olympics. I had calls
to listen to and stuff.
I had to watch them win the relay. It was 11:30 before that got done.
So I was talking with people about that today, and there you go. Hey, you know, on the J.D. Vasilian podcast, they had their 100th show.
Yes, they did.
Congratulations, jdvasilian.com. And they made a brilliant statement because they were actually making fun of us a little bit because he said the word we're not supposed to, that I'm not supposed to say anymore.
Yeah.
The carp word.
Carp, yeah.
And he said the word, you know, and she was giving him a hard time about it, but, you know, what we say doesn't reflect anybody else, okay? You all say what you want to say.
Right.
But it was funny because, you know, they were making fun of it. And then Dave made a brilliant statement. He says, no, we're the family podcast and no one will be offended by anything we say. It's like, just because he says it, this is genius because now that's his trademark. Yeah. I mean, he almost like you trademarked it on the show. It's like,
nobody can be
the Jaded Vasilian, the podcast that no one's offended by. So if you get offended, you're like... Well, no. You understand. We're the podcast that no one gets offended by. You understand. You're in the wrong.
Yes.
You know, if you get offended by this show,
us.
You're in the wrong. It's genius. I should have thought of that. If I'd have thought of that, we could have avoided all this carp stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so. I still have no computer.
That's all he's got. He's just sitting there staring at his computer.
Yes, you called in, and yes, I have them. And yes, Stavine did his job, the great intern that is Stavine. And yes, they're on my computer. And yes, I can even see them, but I cannot play them. Why? Because I have an HP. No, it's not HP. It's a Fujitsu Lapbook, which has been a great little laptop, actually. Mm-hmm. It's the XP that's on it that's...
Not so great.
Not so great. If I was over in Ubuntu, it would work. But I don't have this program in Ubuntu.
Okay, that's good.
The player. I guess Linux doesn't make a player, an audio player, that does what I need it to do.
You know what that all sounds like to me?
Okay, everybody hold on. I'm going to have to reboot my machine. Everybody just stay right here. I'll be right back, okay? Y'all don't go anywhere. Okay, we're back.
Did we get it all fixed?
Thanks for... Sort of.
Okay.
You noticed the music went away.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not messing with that anymore. Okay?
So there's no music.
Yeah. You know what? You see all these walls with a nice sheetrock?
Yeah.
You want to see a laptop stuck in one of them?
No.
Then I'm not messing with the music.
Okay, gotcha.
But I do have the actual audios. Yay. Now, we need to make an announcement. It's a pre-announcement. Can we make a pre-announcement? Can you make an announcement before you make an announcement?
Sure.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
The pre-announcement is that the spiritualtramp.com, spiritualtramp.com, very easy to spell. Mm-hmm. Not like jadedvasilian.com, which is impossible to spell. Anyway, spiritualtramp.com has agreed, yay, or has
petitioned and been accepted as part of My Life Ministries Network. Yay! That's right. He does a podcast that is a novel, complete with different voices for the characters and sound effects. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really good.
Okay.
It's good stuff. It is incredibly violent. This is not, this is PG-13 stuff.
Okay.
Okay? It's violent, and there's cussing by the bad characters in the cuss. I mean, it's very realistic. Okay? So, I mean, the good guys are good guys, and the bad guys are the bad guys.
Okay.
So, the cussing is not, you know, it's not... arbitrary, frivolous.
It has.
I don't want to give a. I don't. It's a good show. And okay. It's just kind of realistic.
It is what it is.
It's not Pat Boone doing the whole cut. What's that show called? On the edge of the switchblade or switchblade.
The cross and the switchblade.
The cross and the switchblade. This is not that.
Yeah, that is hysterical because that's not how it was.
this is more Ted Decker-ish. If you like Ted Decker, you will like the spiritualtramp.com. So check that out. There will be links to him on My Life Ministries, and he will be on our toolbar, and there will be banners, and you will see
Wouldn't
all
you
kinds
just
of promotion.
Count it as like an announcement then instead of a pre-announcement?
Well, the problem is that I'm busy.
Okay.
And I got no help.
Okay.
Charlie's off doing his thing, and he's very involved in that. And I don't want to bug him. I mean, I hadn't even asked him. He's like, he's telling me, no, I ain't doing it anymore. He's just busy, and I want to let him do his thing, his project over there. So anyway, meanwhile, I haven't got everything together.
Right.
And then when I get home, I want to spend time with my family and watch the Olympics. You know, I mean, I don't want to spend time with my family.
And in order to do that, he must watch the Olympics.
Pretty much.
At least for the next 2 weeks.
But hopefully during this Olympic time, I'll actually have time to update because I can take my laptop in the living room and I can actually do some updating. So hopefully I'll do that. I haven't had any time at work at all, period. Not a zilch, nothing. So
you shouldn't be doing that at work anyway.
I know, but I usually have time at like my lunch hour. I usually spend updating the website and that kind of thing. Nope, I've been working during lunch. You know?
Yeah.
I usually have 15 minutes, 10 minutes to wait on Charlie to do stuff. Nope. Working till 4:07 today, and I really needed to stay longer than that. But nevertheless, I will get to this. It's Scott Roche.
You get to leave work?
Scott. Yeah, I get to leave work.
You leave work?
Yes, I leave work.
Huh.
Yeah.
What a concept.
I know. Isn't
that awesome? What that'd be like.
I don't know.
To leave work?
Well, when you're a homemaker, you make a home. And so you don't get to leave the home.
No.
You have to stay here.
The only
you did. It's in the contract.
Oh, you make it sound so nice.
Forever. Every Friday night, I take you out. Do I not?
Yes, I was just going to say.
Do I not make every effort to take you out?
Yeah, we go every. Yeah, and I told you that if Helen was gone, like for a week at a time, to camp and all those things, that.
No, you know, no, but this is a family show.
I'm not getting it.
Where are you going with all this?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That I get out more.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
Great.
I'd get out more too because I'd be going to try to find Helen because I miss her.
Who?
Yeah. Anywho, Scott Roche does this novel. He's great.
R-O-C-H-E, is that how you spell that?
Yeah, it's Scott Roche, and that's a joke between me and Dave. But anyway, Scott Roche, and he does the podcast on spiritualtrampgot.com. So check it out there. Until we get links up, you'll just have to go there.
Okay.
So be excited about that for us as the My Life Ministries ever expanding network of podcasts increasingly brings in more and more of the fools until we're world domination. What? Oh wait, no, I think that's the Mermoth that's going to take over the world.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. So I think we have a message here. I think this is the chipmunk. It says message from Scott. Okay. And I'm sorry, but I don't have the notes that my wonderful intern typed up for me because my computer. I'm not going to go there. I'm just saying this says from Scott. I don't know if it's Scott Roche or if it's Alvin. We'll have to see.
Okay.
Greetings, Brad and Faith. This is Scott from Media PA. Remember the nice guy? I left that nice message a while back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the other Scott. So we have three Scotts.
Oh, my goodness.
Good. Grief with the Scotts. You all got to come up with a different name. Okay, we got Chipmunk. We got, I mean, we got Alvin, right?
Yeah.
And now we got Scott from PA. And we got, don't we have one Rockin' Fro? Isn't he from Scott, too? Oh, too many Scotts. My name is Scott. Bradley Scott McFadden. There's just too many Scott. We all got to do something else. Gotta throw that name away and start over. Hello?
Okay.
Cricket, cricket.
Sorry, I need a nap.
Anyway, I was just calling to, in reference to, you were trying to sample that Christian rap artist Manifest. And I just started listening to that episode, and neither one of those two you played was actually him. He's actually a white guy from Canada. And he has his first two CDs are called Epiphany and Glory.
Thanks for that.
It's funny. Well, let him finish talking.
I can't do it. You got to, people, send me a link. That's what I said. I said, send me a link and I'll play it on the show. But you didn't send me a link. I had to look it up myself.
But you can't look at the link. Anyway, so what's it matter?
Which I can't remember the title. I actually ordered it earlier today from my local Christian bookstore.
Does this guy sound like he listens to Christian rap?
No.
Do I sound like I listen to Christian rap?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I sound that hip?
No.
Oh.
You said hip.
It just sounds like some dork would listen to Christian rap. Great.
But anyway, look for the CD titled Glory and the song called Bounce, which the guy who called in about it recommended. That song is really awesome. That is Manifest. So, yeah, I mean, you just really get into the song. If Faith was bopping to that one thing you were playing, you both will love this. So God bless and have a great day. Bye.
Are you going to look for it?
I am.
Are you looking for it? You know what? It can
it's
be
not there.
What's not there?
It's not anywhere.
Manifest?
Manifest Bounce is not here. I got three days Bounce Bon Jovi cover. I don't think that's it. And I'm not there clicking on it to see what it is.
Yeah.
Bounce BJ cover manifesto. No, this is not. Did
Why
I spell
don't you
it
try
right?
Christian.
M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T, right?
Manifest, yes. Why don't you like try Christian band or something like that? Don't look at me like that. You never know. Sometimes I have good ideas.
Sometimes. I think it's spelt differently.
You think?
Yeah, because I'm not finding Manifest Bounce anywhere. It must be, differently or something.
You help gonna, us.
What did he say the name of the album was? Glory or something like that? Manifest. Let me try that. Let me try. Glory Rap. Manifest Glory Rap. Ooh, the official website.
For Manifest?
MySpace. Oh, great.
It's on MySpace?
It says
Holy. Manifest. You're gonna get a bunch you're gonna get a bunch of carp again if you go on MySpace.
I know it. It's carp heavy. It is.
That's what got you into this mess in the first place, because you let Adam touch your computer on MySpace.
You know, my computer was fine until he got here.
Yeah, this has all come from him.
It's all because of him. This guy is definitely not a white guy from Canada.
Okay.
This guy is serious blackness.
Okay.
All right.
Well, okay, next call.
Send me a link, please. I would love to hear this guy, but evidently he's not popular enough to be on YouTube. Or if his name's spelled differently or something.
Yeah, we're not spelling it right. Okay.
All right, Alvin. This is definitely Alvin because it says Alvin.
Okay.
Of course, I have to turn the volume up because I'm an idiot. That one's not the computer. That one was me.
Hey, squirrel, this is Chipmunk. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, and no, don't think I'm losing my mind.
Oh, here we go. A 2 o'clock in the morning call from Alvin.
He says he's not losing his mind, though.
He's famous for his 2 o'clock. Well, if it's not, then I'm going to be very disappointed. Okay. He's famous for his 2 o'clock
call. Yes, he is.
That rattle on and just, I mean, he can hit 10 subjects in 5 minutes with like 200 words.
Yep.
And so just everybody fasten your seatbelts. If you're driving down the road, you know, be sure you got both hands on the wheel. And here we go.
Not focusing because that's not the case right now. The reason why I'm calling up is I have a testimony to give. For about 2 months, and I know you guys don't like confessions, which is a testimony, so deal with it. About 2 months.
He just tell us to deal with it?
I think he just told us to deal with it.
That's funny.
Deal with it. I'll deal with it. You know what I do? I can pause you.
Freddie, beep.
I'm struggling with whether I want to go up and get filled with the Holy Ghost at church. Last night, I didn't get any sleep because I was playing Believe It or Not Flight Simulator. The new Flight Simulator 10, it's good.
See what I mean? Filled with the Holy Ghost, Flight Simulator 10 is good. Classic Alvin. Here we go.
Especially when you went from 95 up to 2007. It was going to be real good, but I was playing that all night. Didn't get no sleep. Played till 6:45, went straight to church.
Didn't get no sleep?
He didn't get any sleep.
Didn't get any sleep.
Right.
Didn't get no sleep.
Whatever. He didn't get
that
any sleep.
That means he did get sleep. If he didn't get no sleep, then he did get sleep.
Doubled the... Okay, whatever. Can you play it?
Yes, I can continue. Thank you. I'm sorry.
And of course, naturally, I started falling asleep, and I felt myself saying, at least you tried, Alvin, not this service. You're not going up, I have altar call, and I was going to go up there, but I was like, no, Alvin, you're too tired. You do it next time. And, not for once, but at that moment, I was like, that's the devil speaking, because that's an opportunity he's trying to steal. So I was like, no, I'm going up.
Amen.
Our pastor was like, you want to become a Christian, salvation, or if you want to rededicate, he said, if you want to, what's the third one? Because that was me. You feel the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. Because it's 10 ways. The Bible says when Paul was preaching and the Gentiles speaking in tongues and all that good stuff. But I raised my hand during prayer and then I went up. And normally, when I go up to the altar, I'm peeing in my pants because I'm so nervous. I went up.
Is that why it smells funny up there?
I guess so.
I always notice it smells funny up there. It's close to the church. Oh, anyway.
Up there. Wasn't nervous at all. The pastor laid hands on me. We went in the back and started praying. And to make a long story short, I was so psyched up. I was like, oh, snap. I was about to be healed. And, it was awkward because, but basically during service, I didn't speak in tongues. And, what God has revealed to me is, God reveals himself to us in due season. I call it perseverance of faith or pressure faith is you keep on pressing against, keep on sowing in this or keep on believing in that, and God will eventually come through. So I'm just calling up to let you guys know that my revelation, my testimony, and it's different because after 2 months I've been putting it off because I feel God speaking to me. Well, I call it the spirit of the punk because I punk out sometimes, believe it or not. But
the spirit of the punk?
The spirit of punk.
The spirit of punk.
Yeah.
So which spirit is he receiving now? Is he trying to get the punk out and holy in?
Don't funk with my heart, man.
Yeah, finally went to service and it's just so revealing. It's not revealing, but it's so overwhelming. I'm trying to find. I've been in Corinthians all day. 1 Corinthians and Galatians.
Alvin. Occasionally, you might find it helpful if you stop, formulate your sentence in your head, pick out all the words you want to use, and then say the sentence. He keeps editing himself as he's talking. Mm-hmm. It's kind of funny.
I know somebody else like that.
You mean me? I have to admit,
you've gotten better.
I've gotten better.
Mm-hmm. In Romans, but I was just letting you guys know that. Oh, I'm getting tired. I've been sweating for a little while, but it's all worth it. It's all worth it. But I'll let you guys go. And
he made me yawn. Don't yawn. Don't call in yawn. You can't call in and yawn. You just made me yawn. Oh. Well, great, Alvin. Yay! Testimony from Alvin.
Cool. That's
accepted
cool.
Accepted the Holy Spirit into his life and into his heart. And he was mm-hmm. filled with the Holy Spirit. You got to do that every day,
Mm-hmm. And every day. Not everybody gets the gift of tongues. It's not a gift for everybody. So you may not get it. It may not be your gift.
There you go. You might.
Yeah.
You might. Don't be surprised if you do.
Yeah, you might. You might not.
I was prepared for it I'll briefly tell you my experience and then we'll have to end the show.
Okay.
My accepting.
That's fine. You don't have to hear mine. That's okay. It's all good.
Save yours for next time. You want to hear it now?
Just kidding. No.
You want to do yours first? You go ahead. Ladies first. No, you go. No, you go ahead.
No, I want to hear this. This is a good story.
I've
only heard it like 8 times.
Just because I want to, you know, he shared his. I want to share the different experience. I asked some people over who are our spiritual mentors, so to speak. They talked about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. I wanted to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I wanted to, you know, that complete surrender, complete baptism, complete immersion, you know, that kind of thing. And so I called him over to talk about it, and he talked to me about it. And he says, look, it's just giving up everything you got. It's just laying everything down.
You have the Holy Spirit in you when you're saved.
Yeah, he says, you got the Holy Spirit when you're saved. You're sealed. The Bible tells us. He says, you got access to it. You know, there's nothing more or less to it than just laying down everything you got.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, I want to do that. I want to do that. I'm ready to do that. I want to do that. And I was, and I said, you know, and I said, I'm willing to accept, you know, I've heard these stories about being slain in the spirit. I've heard these stories about the tongues. I've heard the stories. I'm like, mm-hmm. Lord, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, that's you. That's not me. If nothing happens but crickets, that's fine with me too. And so I sat down and they started praying over me. And basically he just prayed that. He started asking me questions. Do you give up this?
Mm-hmm.
Do you give up this? Do you give up this? Do you give up this to the Lord, you know, to Christ and to his service? And I just went, and it, I don't know how long it took. It felt like 2 or 3 hours. I think it was more like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
When I looked at the clock, but I felt like I was doing it forever because I was really thinking it through and making sure that I was committing to these things. I'm not just saying words, but I'm really committing and repenting at the same time, repenting of not having done it already. That was another thing that was going on at the same time. So anyway, that the repentance sort of went away as he began to, he began to pray that I would, the things that he weren't, I don't know exactly how he put it, because I don't want to say it was like a trance, but I mean, it was not, the prayer was, there was a lot of prayer going on in my head.
Yeah.
More than what he was saying. I was agreeing with everything he was saying, but I was also praying a lot mm-hmm. in my head too. And he began to encourage me to, and I don't know if I said it out loud or not, but he began to encourage me to give up things and pray things that he didn't know mm-hmm. to ask for me to give up. And so I began to say those things and pray those things that I would give up those things. And, you know, and then it was just this calm peace that just washed over me. And it was no real, you know, fireworks. There was no slaying of the spirit or words or tongues, because there was nobody there to witness it. There was nobody there to prophesy too. I mean, it was mm-hmm. just you and them two, and mm-hmm. y'all already had the Holy Spirit. So there was a cool washing over me, a final peace, just a calm, just like, you know, it was weird because I got up and I'm a very talkative person, but mm-hmm. I felt no need to say a word to anyone.
Yeah. You were quiet for several days. It's very odd.
And I was very quiet. I was quiet for several days. And it very much affected this ministry and affected my life. And what I got out about 2 or 3 days later was, ooh, I got to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
I just picked up something that I said I was going to lay down, or oh, here's something I didn't pray about that I said I need mm-hmm. to give up. So I got to do it all over again. But it wasn't the same thing. It was right. just this one thing. It was like Jesus says, you just have to wash your feet. Mm-hmm. You already got the bath.
Yeah.
And so that was my experience, briefly and quickly. And so it can happen. It didn't have to happen at the altar. You can pray for it in your room by yourself. I mean, it really does help if you have somebody there who's been baptized in the Spirit to pray for you. You have access to the Holy Spirit if it's just you. But I highly recommend you find somebody who's been baptized in the Holy Spirit to pray with you and pray for you. And just for that leadership, just for that, because, mm-hmm. you know, it's so weird in the Bible how the Lord always pairs people up. He never sends somebody out alone.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, there's always this fellowship and this accountability mm-hmm. too, you know, and it's a good thing, you know, all the way around. So anyway, there you go. There
Very
you
good.
It. My mouth is dry. I've been talking a lot.
Yeah, you don't have anything to drink.
I don't have anything to drink here. Wow. Whoa. How'd that happen?
I don't know, actually. That's very unusual. You always have something to drink.
You know what else I haven't done since the last time we recorded?
What's
the last
that?
Show, like for yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Is I haven't worked out the ending of the show yet with the music and with us talking.
It wouldn't have worked anyway. Computer at all?
Nope, probably not.
Yeah, so this is it.
This is it. Valles Condios, everybody. We'll have really cool music and a nice ending. We're working on that.
You're working on that. No. Brad is working on
it. You may be involved. I want to involve you. Don't just have to be me. I want less. You know what this show needs to be? Less me, more Jesus. Less me, more faith. See how I worked that in?
Mm-hmm.
Faith, because you're faith, because your name is Faith. Yeah, and so see how that's
never ever heard that before. That's a new one.
The end.